Shalom, and welcome to this week's Listener's Testimony. We record a Listener's Testimony every single week. We ask you to contribute your praise reports, your revelations, your testimony. Please write it out in a Word document or text document and send it to us at paul@inspiredfaith.org. My brothers and sisters, what you have to say will inspire someone. Try to keep it down to about a page and a half. And please, praise reports, revelations, and testimonies, please send in, because it will help someone out there listening in one of the 108 countries that listen in. So please send it to us. This week's Torah portion comes from a listener by the name of Kathy. And this is what she has to say. There is something I wrestle with often. Recently, I have noticed that I can be finishing some work and a wave of pride will suddenly wash over me like a feeling of euphoria. I have learned that when this happens, it is time to check over the work I'm doing. Pride like this forms a cloak of blindness, and often there will be something that will cause me grief or embarrassment or make a lot of cleanup work later. So I've learned firsthand that pride goes before destruction. I've also learned that pride operates in many areas of my life. Whenever I value what other people think of me over what God thinks of me, or even what my own family thinks of me, or value my own opinion above all others, or get offended by someone who seems to be critical or aggressive towards me, I recognize pride as a source of my unbelief, mistrust, undervaluation, and disloyalty. For instance, lately I've been working hard at a part-time job, not taking a time to exercise. Why do I value the good opinion of my employers over spending many years with my loved ones and my grandchildren? Pride and ego devalues true treasure and takes our eyes off of what is really important to us. It reminds me of a time when I went out with my group from work to a bar for fellowship. After a couple of cocktails, I was ready to get out my Visa card and go for the whole night. I forgot about my husband and two little kids and everything else. But for some reason, the waitress forgot about us. I think she even went home. No one else came to take our order. And in the meantime, I sobered up enough to call my husband for a ride home. As I left the bar, I stepped out into the lobby and was horrified to see a Christian marriage retreat booth was set up. My own church was conducting a marriage retreat that weekend, and I knew that they had used that hotel the year before. I was filled with absolute dread that I may encounter someone from my church in my drunken condition. But it turned out not to be my church after all. What an escape! Relieved, I went outside to my ride. My husband and two sweet little kids were in the car. I felt so grateful to see them all. After that, I never went out for drinks again. I pray that I will be able to see my pride in the same way, abandoning it as a source of destruction. But it is hard. We love our sin. No wonder God hates it. Thank you, Kathy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Kathy, for sharing this testimony with us, and we appreciate it very much. And we ask you all to send in your experiences, your testimonies, your praise reports, the miracles, the healings. Send them to paul@inspiredfaith.org, and we record a new one every single week. So please send them to us and keep them coming. Thank you for listening, and tune in again next week at this time for the listener's testimony. God bless you, and thank you.